Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer. SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting.
Than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience.
With Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Let's recap the biggest news and decisions heading into the final week on Fantasy Baseball Today Express. Welcome in to FBT Express on Monday, September 22nd. I am Frank Stanfield, joined by Scott White. And did just want to quickly talk about some pitchers who are struggling to the finish line here, Scott, and whether or not we want to use them for the final week of the season. So just give me a starter sit unless you have anything else that you'd like to expand on with these names. Shota Imanaga, over his last five starts, 4.66 ERA, 103 whip is still okay, but 10 homers allowed over his last five outings. He gets the Cardinals this week. What do you do with Imanaga?
I think you start him. The Cardinals lineup is barely keeping it together now. And yeah, home runs are an issue. That's kind of the way it goes with Imanaga, though. He's vulnerable to them, so sometimes he's going to have starts that go a little sideways because of it. Otherwise, he's pitched well, so I think I'd start him.
Nick Lodolo has had two rough starts in a row and four starts since returning from the IL, 5.95 ERA, 1.42 whip, but he gets the Pirates this week, so I assume we're using him for that.
Yeah, I mean, the matchup is so good. And also, he had 20 whiffs in this start over the weekend. The result was bad, but I think the stuff was good. And then the fact he's facing the Pirates clinches it. So yes, start Lodolo.
Jacob Mizierowski had another inefficient start here at the Cardinals, and seven starts since returning from the IL for him, 6.23 ERA, 1.45 whip, and gets the Reds this week. What do we do with Mizierowski?
I think we sit him. It's really just been, he had a five inning, 10 strikeout start back at the last start of August. And that's really been the only usable one he's given you since returning. So yeah, I think he's sit Mizierowski.
Framber Valdez is struggling. Last nine starts, 6.71 ERA, 1.59 whip, and he's at the Athletics this week.
Yeah, it's been going on for a long time and it's been really, really bad. So I would try to sit Framber Valdez. Maybe in those deeper leagues, there's just nobody worth starting over him, but I would try to sit Valdez.
Next up, Joe Ryan. Last six starts for him, 7.33 ERA, 1.63 whip, nine homers allowed, and he is at the Phillies this week.
Yeah. So it hasn't been going on quite as long as Valdez, for Joe Ryan's struggles, but then you add the tough matchup against the Phillies. I think I'd try to sit him too.
And the last name on this list is Robbie Ray, who struggled against the Dodgers. Two starts in a row against the Dodgers. Obviously, that's very tough. But last six starts for him, 8.13 ERA, 1.77 whip. The walks have been a big problem here for Robbie Ray. Does get the Cardinals this week, so the matchup isn't terrible, but he himself has been.
Yep, seems like the same situation as Framber Valdez to me, so I would try to sit Robbie Ray. I like the matchup a little more, but I'd try to sit him.
Yeah, and a reminder on some of the sleeper pitchers for this upcoming week. Again, you could find this on the website if you do need replacement options. Verlander, two-star pitcher, we think, with great matchups this week. The other name at the top, Scott, Emmett Sheehan, who had another amazing start on Sunday, went to waste because he didn't wind up with the win here, but seven shutout innings, one hit, zero walks, 10 strikeouts, 17 whiffs on 84 pitches. Last five games, a 1.15 ERA, 0.61 whip. He's at the Mariners this week. I don't think the matchup really matters. Emmett Sheehan has just been incredible, and I would use him over almost all of the pitchers we just spoke about.
Yeah, I think I'd use him over all the pitchers we just spoke about. Maybe not Shota Imanaga, the first one you mentioned, but all the others.
Yeah, agreed there. Let's take a quick break. When we return, we'll run through the news items from the weekend. We'll do that right after this.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at chumbacasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Welcome back in FBT Express. Let's go over the biggest headlines and injuries from the weekend. Yordan Alvarez was officially placed in the IL with that left ankle sprain, retroactive to September 16th. He's yet to take part in baseball activities, will not play at all in the final week. Just a brutal season of injuries all around for Yordan Alvarez. Replacements this week, Scott, based on your sleeper hitters, you have Trent Grisham, Dylan Cruz, Chandler Simpson, and Spencer Steer, who had himself a nice weekend as well.
Mm-hmm. Now, I will say I don't like my sleeper hitters for the final week nearly as much as my sleeper pitchers, but Spencer Steer did get added. Two-homer game Friday, hit another one Saturday. Actually now has more home runs this year than last year, has a higher OPS this year than last year. Last year, he was pretty close to must start with Spencer Steer. Now, the stolen bases have fallen off quite a bit, 25-7. But I think the fact he's so widely available is more just a matter of people gave up on him early. The playing time was kind of iffy, and he was coming back from injury and got off to a slow start. And I think people just wrote off Spencer Steer, but he's managed to turn this season around. Reds matchups for the final week aren't amazing, but he is one of the hitters, one of the hottest hitters who's widely available is Spencer Steer.
Brian Wu left his start early on Friday with right pec tightness. Imaging revealed minor inflammation. We don't know if he'll start this week. He did pitch well in that game, 5 shutout innings with 7 strikeouts. He picked up the win. But what do you think about Brian Wu this week? Would you play it safe and maybe go in a different direction?
Yeah, I hate it because obviously he's probably been your ace in fantasy this year, but he's also been the ace for the Mariners. They have a 3-game lead in the West, so they're probably going to the playoffs. They've more or less locked up that division, and I think they're going to want to make sure he's ready for the playoffs more than using him late this week in a potentially meaningless start. So I would plan to sit Brian Wu.
Next up, Jeremy Pena was scratched Sunday due to a left oblique soreness, and CJ Abrams also out of the lineup Sunday due to a jammed right shoulder. What do you think about those two, Scott? Starter sit Pena and CJ Abrams. Any replacements come to mind at shortstop?
So I think Abrams was available to pinch hit Sunday. He's probably fine to use. Pena, not clear the severity here. Obliques can be troublesome. Unfortunately, the Astros play Tuesday, and I think the best waiver wire pickup at shortstop plays Monday. Ha-Sung Kim for the Braves, who homered twice over the weekend, is widely, widely available. And the Braves have good hitter matchups for the final week. So that would be my top choice to fill in for Pena if you don't want to risk it. It's a shame that his first game is a day later.
Yeah. Wyatt Langford returned to the lineup Sunday after missing 2 games with left side tightness. He has dealt with issues to both obliques this season. Starter sit Wyatt Langford in the final week.
He was back in the lineup Sunday, so I think he's fair to start.
Imaging revealed a hairline fracture in Will Smith's right hand. Dave Roberts said it's doubtful that Will Smith will play again in the regular season. He's unsure about the postseason. The good news is we talk about catchers all the time, Scott, and you actually have 3 catchers on your sleeper hitter list this upcoming week.
Yep.
Drake Baldwin, Carter Jensen, and Moises Ballesteros.
And Carter Jensen is like 9% rostered. So even in 2 catcher leagues, you could add him. I added him in one of my own. He's been great. I think he started 8 straight for the Royals, splitting time between catcher and DH because they have Salvador Perez, obviously, but good power, good on base skills. He was leading off actually both Friday and Saturday. And the Royals have the second best hitter matchup. So Carter Jensen, whether or not you lost Will Smith, if you just need an upgraded catcher, he is almost certainly available in your league.
All right, for more extensive fantasy baseball coverage, listen to our full-length podcast, Fantasy Baseball Today, on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else podcasts are found. Thanks for listening to Fantasy Baseball Today Express, and we will be back again tomorrow. Bye-bye!